Well, the coaches, you know, have had their own grading, you know, style, and they kind of grade you in practice like they do in a game, and we watch the film after the practice, and so I think you have a feel after the practice, and then you certainly have a better feel after you watch the film. But I think what you're looking for is, you know, 11 guys being on the same page, and oftentimes, you know, a mistake of a play is, you know, if one guy doesn't do his assignment, it affects the, you know, the rest of the play. So you're looking for continuity. You're looking for, you know, of course, not having any type of pre-snap procedural penalties, and, you know, just executing your job on each and every play. I think that's what you're looking for in practice, and hopefully, you know, that can transfer to the game.
Hey, what's your relationship with Charles Woodson been like, and do you expect both of y'all to be still doing it at this high level this many years in?
Well, you know, Charles, to be playing as well as he is as a defensive secondary guy, he's pretty impressive. He's making plays, you know, with his cover skills and kind of roaming, ranging skills. But I see him, you know, sticking his nose and shoulders in there, making tackles like he did when he was 20, 23, 24 years old. So that's a credit to him. He's obviously kept himself in great shape, taking great care of his body. And, you know, I don't think you play that long at that position, especially unless you have a real passion for football. So, he's truly a great player and truly a unique athlete.
After watching the film of the New England game and a couple meetings, have a better grasp of what went wrong and feel better about correcting it?
Yeah, that's what we have to do. I mean, we've addressed that on, internally. You know, you study the film. You have to watch it and grade yourself just like you do, any week, and try to correct any mistakes that were made out here on the practice field and keep those from happening again. And, you know, you got to find a way to improve from it. And so that's what we're trying to do this week.
Are the Raiders better than their record indicates?
I really don't look at their record. I mean, you study the defense. I see a defensive line that's really active, creates a lot of plays. You know, I've seen them have some injuries in the secondary. They're getting some guys back. Looks to me like, you know, they've been caught in some tough field position situations. You know, I don't know whether that's special teams or turnovers or what. And I've seen some teams make some plays late in the game in the fourth quarter to win the game. So I don't really look at that. I kind of look at what I see on film. There's a lot of new players compared to last year. And, I had kind of a midseason coaching change, which sometimes, you know, allows for different things. So I think you really got to try to get to know them, you know, this year. And so it's not as familiar and as opponent as it is maybe some teams because of some of the changes they made.
Peyton, you had talked a few times about how it takes time to adjust, to get used to new receivers. But with Emmanuel, he came in, put up big numbers, and even up to the last game, putting up even bigger numbers. Team's not able to adjust. You guys changing. What is it between the two of you? You've been able to continue to do it.
Well, I give a lot of credit to him. He's really worked hard in trying to learn this offense. It's not an easy offense to learn, especially with all the changes and the no huddle philosophy that we have. So he's put the time in. He's worked hard, and you combine that with, you know, great ability, which he has. It's allowed him to get off to a fast start. So I've enjoyed, you know, working with him. Tyke has done a good job helping him, you know, learn this offense. And the other receivers, Wes and DT, have helped him as well. But you got to give a lot of credit to him. You know, as far as me and Marvin, you know, when I got to Indianapolis, I think as a rookie player, I think you look to lean on any type of veteran player or just anybody older than you. And we didn't have a ton of guys like that, but Marvin was, he was just going into his third year in the league, but he was, kind of the most veteran Colts receiver. We had another receiver named Torrance Small who was a veteran, but it was his first year here. So I just kind of leaned on Marvin early and found that was a good guy to lean on. You know, that when I was in a bind, you know, I was looking to throw it to him. And, you know, when you're a rookie, sometimes, you know, the coach calls plays and you have this progression of, you know, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5, if, you know, and every now and then you get to number 5. But I just remember hoping that please let the number one guy be open. Please let the number one guy be open, because I'm not sure if I can get to 2, 3, 4, and 5, or if I know who 2, 3, 4, and 5 was. And most of the time, Marvin was that first guy, and you just lean, you look, throw it to him, and you lean on him. And so I think when you lean on a guy early in your career, boy, it just it's that security blanket, if you will. And so I kept leaning on him throughout the 10 years we played together. And he was such a great player, had an unbelievable work ethic, unbelievable player in practice. And, you know, so he certainly helped me out a lot.